7:45 now at WFIR. You either watched the presidential debate last night or you've likely heard some sound here on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News this morning. Now, WFIR political analyst Dr. Bob Denton joins our morning anchor Ian Price and myself to discuss the debate live. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, sir. And as always, a pleasure to have you along this morning, Dr. Bob. I know you got a busy morning, so we'll jump right in. And Dr. Bob, let's start with the obvious question. Do you believe there was a winner last night?
Well, of course, I was horrified, like most people. I'm knocking on the door of 70, never seen anything like that. And it was quite embarrassing. This morning I woke up, and quite frankly, I was sad. So I passed from horrified to disgusted. From a political particular standpoint, the pressure was on Biden. He had no major gaffes. He more or less survived, held his ground. I don't think President Trump did anything to go beyond his base, and certainly his appearance of the interruption 70-plus some times. I don't think he helped his case. I think Biden probably, from a political strategic standpoint, would say, yeah, he probably won the night. And if you look at between the hours of 10 and 11, I think their campaign raised something like $4 million. And so from a strategic tactical standpoint, I don't think Biden hurt himself. He probably helped himself. I think the president did not expand his base at all.
Dr. Bob Denton, WFIR's Ian Price here. Some metrics showed that the number one emotion Americans felt about the debate was annoyed. The second was entertained. I mean, this can't be what they were going for, but do these emotions help either candidate?
Not so very, no, not at all. I mean, I think a lot of ways that the debate reflects where we are as a society right now. This totally partisanship, this anger, this culture, negative, rude, crude culture we're in, and that we've been heading it down for, quite frankly, for almost a decade, quite frankly. If we think there was no substance in the debates, there was no policy real discussions, you can't walk away and have a clear view of anything other than the back and forth. And here, young people watch that, and that's a debate. That's about the clashing of ideas to try to discover truth. Walk away would be able to make an informed choice. It was embarrassing, horrified, and as you can tell, I'm pretty beyond annoyed. I'm pretty much disgusted. It's a real sad commentary in terms of where we are to find that's even acceptable, quite frankly.
We're speaking with WFIR political analyst Dr. Bob Denton live about last night's presidential debate. On the topic of condemning white supremacists, Trump said, "Give me a name to denounce," to which Joe Biden mentioned Proud Boys, a group defined online as a far-right fascist group. Some Proud Boys accounts then pledged allegiance to Trump after he answered Biden by saying, "Proud Boys, stand back and stand by." Did Trump's answer do enough to condemn white supremacist groups?
Oh, certainly not. Not at all. And it would have been such an easy question to answer. And that's kind of the pattern in terms of President Trump. He doesn't want to give. He doesn't want to appear to acknowledge some of the difficulties, thinking that there are two sides to some of the issues. But there's some things that he could close that door very easy last night. And quite frankly, that particular is going to end up showing up in ads. That was a moment that he caused trouble for himself. It didn't have to. He could have made a very clear and direct statement.
Now, Dr. Bob, Biden continually painted a picture last night of President Trump being responsible for coronavirus deaths in America. He would pivot back to it with extra time in some of his answers. It almost felt like the two candidates were describing different pandemics. How do you feel this strategy is working for Biden?
Well, it's certainly, obviously, from a rational standpoint, it's unfair to say the pandemic that Trump caused that, no question about that. But in terms of the issue of competency and in terms of leadership and in terms of where things are right now, that's a particular strategy that I think Biden has to do. If he's going to make it a referendum race, which is what he wants, whereas Trump would prefer a choice race, that's a strategy that Biden uses. And quite frankly, it seems to be working. It's kind of stable. He is between that 4 to 6 to 8 kind of points ahead. Things are narrowing a little bit in maybe 6 states, and now expanding to maybe 10. But certainly Biden's strategy all along is to make this a referendum on Trump, and certainly the handling of the pandemic is an obvious stick that he has to use.
We're speaking with WFIR political analyst Dr. Bob Denton live about last night's presidential debate. Do you believe this debate, because it was so chaotic, will have more people watching the next presidential debate, or will less people be tuning in?
Well, historically, the second debate doesn't really draw the audience that the first debate does. I think because of the way this debate, and I have not seen what they estimated the audience was for last night, but naturally the audience may be a little bit less. However, given the dynamics, there's even some discussion among Democrats, not so much the Biden campaign, but Democrats, Democratic leaders are questioning whether Biden should even participate in any future debates. I think there is a curiosity factor, but curiosity for the wrong reason. I'll be very curious to see, come by the weekend, Friday or so, how some of the polling, and really get behind the numbers in terms of some of the reactions, and did it help or hurt. Primarily challengers, historically, they gain anywhere from 3 to 5 points in the polls after the first debate. Sometimes that poll advantage dissipates very quickly. So it's going to be interesting for me to see over the next 2 to 3 days to actually see if the polls move one way or another, and if so, in what constituent groups.
Now, if you're an undecided voter in 2020 battleground states, what's your takeaway from last night's debate?
You flip a coin. I don't know that if you're generally, studies do show that if you're generally undecided, debates do matter. It also matters of how they are portrayed in the particular, how the media. Historically, studies suggest about 7% of voters do claim that they changed their mind in terms of the debate. The primary effect of debates, though, is reinforcement. If you favor one candidate, you certainly have a more of a commitment to that. It provides a rationale of why you would vote for a particular candidate. But if you're genuinely undecided, last night, I don't know that there was enough rationale. You saw more personality than you did anything about policy or providing a rationale for you to go one way or another, even though right now we know the undecideds are not that many given this point in the campaign.
We're speaking with WFIR political analyst Dr. Bob Denton, live about last night's presidential debate. Now, let's talk about Chris Wallace. Did he lose control of the debate, or is there anyone that would have had a shot at controlling those two candidates last night?
Well, I must tell you, I have such a high regard for Chris Wallace. I had the privilege of spending half a day with him a few years ago, and I've followed his career. I think he did about the best he could. He certainly was very direct with the president. A couple of times. I don't think anyone could have done better or have a different strategy, short of just cutting off the mic of one of them at a time. But even then, they would be on the stage yelling at each other. No, I really don't fault Chris Wallace. I think he had a heroic effort. I like the idea of having 2 minutes and then have a free conversation. But of course, there was no conversation. There was no exchange of ideas. And so maybe the format is where they might want to look at that. And I think the next debate is going to be a town hall, which has its own unique challenges as well.
There certainly wasn't. There was a lot of going back and forth. It felt like the uninterrupted answers were the only time you really got to hear the candidates finish a lot of sentences. Let's talk about talking to the camera. Biden did it often, but Trump didn't really. I mean, what's the angle there?
Well, in terms of coaching, in terms of political debates, normally you say ignore the audience that is there, only for emphasis, look at your opponent. But yes, you want to have a message to your core constituent group who are sitting at home in their living room. And so actually it makes sense as you coach debates to really look into the camera. You're trying to connect with the people at home, not so much in the audience there. And once in a while, if you're looking at your opponent, it's for an emphasis, exclamation mark. And so I think that President Trump, if he had looked into the camera once in a while and just say, let me just tell you this, in a very calm way, and just kind of tell his side, I think it would be much more effective. And I think that Biden actually took advantage of speaking to the camera better than the president did, without question.
Dr. Bob, we have about 30 seconds left. Do you think either candidate is going to come out with a different strategy next time around after they get the polling numbers from this time around?
Well, Trump is going to be Trump. I mean, that's just the way that is. I think Biden did as well as he could. It's going to be interesting because the town hall, that will change some of the dynamics. man, it's just hard to predict at this point. I've never seen anything like it.
Thank you for your time this morning, Dr. Bob. And this has been Dr. Bob Denton, WFIR political analyst, talking about last night's presidential debate. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's